Blog Talk Radio.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. I've seen it and I know He will. If you just let Him make a way.
Out there today that know that God will
make a way. Oh, that song has encouraged my heart today. Amen. As we're winding down this year, two more days. Hey, you don't know, Messiah. Well, really, one more. Amen. Because we're already halfway into this one. Amen. But we got to know that God will make a way. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I thank him. Amen. I truly need God to make a way for me today. I need him to touch my body. Ah, touch my mind, touch my spirit, touch my soul. Hallelujah. Touch everything that's pertaining to me. What about you? Ah, if God is in everything that pertaining to you, we don't need to worry. We don't need to fret. We don't need to fear, because perfect love casted out fear. And God has a perfect love for his people. And he said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, I bless the Lord today on this 30th day, amen, of December in the year of our Lord 2014. This is a day we'll never see again, a day we'll never see again. So guess what? Whatever we need to do to make sure that we have peace in our heart, do it. Don't put off until tomorrow what you have the power to do today. We have power to act. We have power to speak. We have power to decree, declare. We have power to bind and to loose. We have that power. Why not activate it? Who wants power that is never activated? Amen. We greet you in the mighty, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. And we certainly thank you for these 3 years of fulfillment. These 3 years have fulfilled me in ways that nobody would ever begin to understand. Nobody can understand like God, because he knows me. He knows my thoughts from afar. Amen. He knows everything that I've gone through, everything that I'm presently going through, and everything, amen, that I'll be able to go through in the upcoming year. Amen. So I give God glory. I give him praise for each and every one of you. Truly, everyone has a special place in my heart. I don't have any respect of persons, but I do honor the people of God. I do honor those that are serving in the vineyard. I do honor those that have made a commitment, those that are delighting themselves in the Lord. I honor them today, and I salute them. Amen, amen. There's nobody like the people of God. Amen. Somebody said, I'd rather be with a bad saint than a good ain't. Amen. Well, I don't want to be in the company of bad folks, because they have a way of contaminating you. Amen. So you need to want to be around good people. The Bible says in Psalm 37:23 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So if you're in the company of somebody that's not good, God didn't order that step. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we thank God for ordering our steps these 3 years. We have certainly been diligent to this assignment. We have been diligent in the task that God has given us in this season. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about his word. I'm excited about his promises. Amen. And I'm also excited about the souls. I'm excited about the harvest. I see a harvest. I don't know about you all, but God has shown me a harvest. Amen. And we know that the harvest is ripe, because the Bible tells us the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But I see a harvest, and I also see some laborers. Amen, amen, amen. Because God would, one thing about God, he'll never send a harvest and not have anybody to go in. Ah, glory to God, and labor to bring that harvest in. That's what the harvest comes for. Amen. It comes for the laborers to go out and glean it. Amen. But you got to know, you got to keep a clear vision. Amen. Make sure your eyes is clear where you can see, and make sure your ears are open where you can hear. Amen. You can't hear from everybody. Amen. Only a chosen few. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. We certainly want to continue to remember the Burleson family in our prayers. We want to remember Mother Ruby Larry and Pastor Beatrice Martin and all of those that you haven't seen, Prophet Michael Davis. We want to remember them in our prayers. Amen. Remember Danielle. Remember my sister in your prayers. I need you all to be praying every day for my sister. Amen. I'm expecting a certain time, but how many know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much? And the expected time I have, God can, if I have some prayer intercessors really praying, amen, God can speed up that time. Amen. When there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, God is able to perform. Amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God for the wonderful blessing to have our dear sister in Christ with us today, and she's going to be teaching, and however the Lord lead her in these next 2 days, today and tomorrow. And I thank God for her. I thank God for all the women of God that make these kinds of sacrifices. Amen. She's out of school for another week or so. So I tell you, we just certainly enjoyed her this weekend, even in the midst of her grief and sorrow. Amen. She was still able to just maintain. Amen. And that's what God does. God gives you strength. Amen. To keep pressing. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure for her to be with us today. She haven't been with us in a while, and I certainly understand as our assignments change, amen, we have to shift some things. Amen. But we thank God that she's able to come and share the word of God with us for the next 2 days. Amen. So we just thank God for her. I don't know if this is Prophet Michael Davis on the line. I'll open up the line. God bless you. Is this Prophet Michael?
The one and only.
The one and only. Amen. Well, it's so befitting. So befitting.
God bless you.
I'm going to ask you to pray. We'll do an opening
Glory.
Prayer, and then we're going to bring the next voice you'll hear. It will be Pastor Miracle Burleson from God's Church House International
Amen.
In Houston, Texas. So we're going to ask the man of God to pray a special blessing on this day and tomorrow, and on this mighty woman of God and her bereaved family today, and all of those requests that we made earlier. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God, Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for you in obeying the Holy Spirit. I thank God for you, Pastor Miracle, and all that you have experienced, and the hand of the Lord is upon your life. Let us go to prayer. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we come to you as humbly as we know how, thanking you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. I thank you for ordaining this moment. I thank you for ordaining this opportunity to come before your people, to come before your throne, the throne of grace, and to find help in a time of need. I thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your counsel, your advice, your admonition, and that you will direct our hearts to follow you all the days of our life. Father, we thank and we praise you by the Holy Spirit, because we cannot do anything except the Holy Spirit quicken our lives to do it. And Father, now we depend completely on the Holy Spirit, even to pray. And Father, we thank you right now that the power of the Holy Spirit would take over this broadcast, would take over this service, would take over this meeting, would take over Pastor Miracle, would take over the Word of God. Whatever you want to say, say it, because that people need to hear from heaven. At a time like this, where we're going into transition, where we're moving from 1 year to another year, into a new dimension of the Holy Spirit, a place that we've never been in before, a season that we've never experienced before. 2015 is right next door. And Lord, we're forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to the things that are before us. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord, that you are sending angels before us to prepare the way for us. You're preparing the crooked places. You're making them straight in the name of Jesus. You're sending your spirit before us, Lord. You're organizing things. You're putting things in order. You're setting things in order so that when we walk in 2015, everything is already prepared for us, Lord. We're walking through open doors in the year 2015. We're closing doors behind us in 2014. And we're moving on to greater things for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. We'll expect to see more miracles in 2015 than we saw in 2014. The double portion is upon us, waiting for us in 2015. In 2014, we had the single portion, but in 2015, we're declaring the double portion for your glory in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the anointing that's on Pastor Miracle's life. We thank you for the power of God that doth rest upon her, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the covering of the blood of Jesus over her life of today and tomorrow, over the word that you will speak to your people. Thank you that it will go forth with power and authority. And Lord, everyone listening, open their hearts, Father, that they would receive from heaven, that they would hear something that will encourage them to just take another step, because that next step could be stepping into their miracle season. Oh, Lord, you're a good God. You're a good God. And every good and perfect thing, it does come from you, the Father of lights. Father, we thank you on this day. Some of us didn't make it all the way through to 2014. But nevertheless, you have chosen us to be here today that we would proclaim your word. So, Father, thank you for anointing your servant to decree and declare whatever you give us to say. We know it's going to be good because it comes from you, Father. And thank you, Father, for that one who needs a healing. Touch Evangelist Bernard's body in the name of Jesus. Touch anyone else's body who needs healing in the name of Jesus. And now we thank you that the word of God shall go forth with power, with authority, and with the anointing. As we release this line to your anointed servant,
hallelujah,
let the people have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to the church in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me. All right, glory to God. Definitely want to greet you, Evangelist Bernard, and just thank God for you, thanking God for this ministry, New Destiny Ministries. And Papa Michael Davis, thank you so much, you know, for the prayer. I know that's your lifestyle. And so to everybody that's on the broadcast today, praise God. We're expecting, as always on this broadcast, to hear an uncompromised word from the Lord. So as I always do before I begin, let me just pray. Father, thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to fellowship together with your people. Thank you for bringing us, Lord God, from 2014 into 2015. We thank you for 3 years, Lord God, of broadcasting with New Destiny Ministries, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the grace that has been upon Evangelist Bernard, Lord God, to keep this assignment going, Father. And we just worship you for it, and we thank you that you're strengthening her even the more now, Father. Cool. Thank you, God. Lord God, speak through my mouth. think through my mind and let me say to the people what you would have said to them. Lord God, you know every person that has called in today, every person that is tuning in today via the internet, Lord God, all over the world. You know them, Lord God, and I thank you that deep calleth out unto deep. I thank you that you search all things, yea, the deep things of God, Lord God, and I thank you that you bring revelational truth forth to your people, God. I declare, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that every need is met, every need for direction, every need for clarity, every need for healing. Hallelujah, Lord God, every need to be saved or spirit-filled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I worship you, Most High God. Hallelujah. We praise you today. We glorify you today. We honor you. And we give you alone all of the credit for everything that you shall do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, we just honor God for this opportunity. As we're coming out of 2014 and we're coming into 2015, you know, we have to be kind of, most people are very reflective around this time of year. And it's just the natural course of human nature to reflect at a new beginning, you know, to really evaluate. So we're in a time of evaluation. We're in a time, and that's spiritually and personally and naturally. We're in a time of reflecting and definitely in a time of planning. And so we want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us at this time. And I know that our thinking is a firm foundation. And when we began to talk about a firm foundation, you know, the Spirit of the Lord has really been dealing with my heart very strongly about love and concerning the body of Christ, concerning his people. Because one thing that the Word of God says in the last days, it says that the love of many shall wax cold. So I believe that those of us that can hold on to the love of God are holding on to God himself. And I believe that as that love slips away, God is slipping away. Amen. So we have to really keep a firm grip on our love walk. We have to keep that in introspection. We have to keep that before the Lord to commit to the love of God, not a form of godliness, but the pure. I love the way the Word of God talks about the unfailing love of God. You know, his love does not fail. You know, his love is not conditional. His love, you know, it's just always there. And so as the body of Christ and each of us within the context of our relationship with God, we have to just constantly stay in intercession about that and just allow the love of God to flow through us to each other, the love of God to flow through us to the sinner. That's how they're going to get saved. Amen. And to allow the love of God to just be who we are. The Bible says of God that God is love. Amen. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about a foundation of worship. I want you to turn in your Bible to John chapter 4. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, verse 23 through 24. This is definitely a lesson that I'm about to teach you, so I don't know how many of you are at home with a notepad and pen. You know, but it doesn't really matter. Wherever you are, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak to you. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 23. And 24. Amen. And it reads like this. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. So we're talking about a lifestyle of true worship. Hallelujah. I think that if there's anything in our lives that, you know, that really reflects, you know, our relationship with God and our heart for him and our appreciation for him, it is our worship. I think that a lot of people, when they think of worship, they think of singing a slow song to the Lord. You know, praise is singing a fast song and worship is singing a slow song. But we want to take a biblical look at worship. The Bible tells us right there in John 4, 23 and 24, that God is looking for worshipers. Amen. If you stop for a moment and think about in your life, what are you looking for? Whatever you're looking for is something that is very important to you, and it's something that you feel like you need. Many of us, in our relationship with God, and not just us, but people in general, you know, we look to the Lord for our needs to be met. We understand that he is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for our needs. So we understand that. And when we have needs, we look to the Lord to meet those needs and supply those needs. But we can see in the Word of God that there is something that the Lord is looking for. There is something that he obviously considers in his existence needful, and it is worship. And as we think of him and who he is, we say not only is he seeking it, and we can see that from the Word of God, but we can say he deserves it. Amen. He deserves worship. We should be worshiping him. Everybody should be worshiping him. To the ends of the earth, they should be worshiping our God. He deserves. I love the song that says, you deserve the glory and the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. We lift our hands and worship as we bless your holy name. He deserves to be worshiped. So we're going to talk about worship not in the context of a song, a slow song. We're talking about worship in the context of a lifestyle. What does a lifestyle of worship look like? Amen. What does it entail? What does it consist of? Hallelujah. For those of us who want to be found of the Lord as the worshipers that he's looking for. Amen. I'm telling you, when God is looking for something in the earth, I want him to find it in me. Amen. I want him to stop it when he looks at me and say, here it is. This is it. Amen. And so when it comes to worship, let's just examine it. Here are a few points about the lifestyle of a true worshiper. True worship requires sacrifice. It requires the very thing that you want for yourself. Amen. So the number one thing I want you to begin to think about now as we talk about a lifestyle of worship is sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And sacrifice is defined by how bad you could use it for yourself or you would want it for yourself. Sacrifice is when you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray and you want to be sweet. That's a sacrifice. It's when you're obeying God and you're giving your tithes and your offerings and all of your bills are not paid. And you could take that money, you could justify or you could try to justify it and say, I'm going to take this money and do this with it. But you obey God. Amen. Or, the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you, your heart, about a sacrificial feed, and you obey God in spite of personal needs that you have. Now you're talking about a sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Lord gives you an assignment like he's given Evangelist Bernard, and you're finding yourself ministering to people every day, hallelujah, that is a sacrifice. That's worship. And every time we do it, he's receiving our worship. Hallelujah. Sacrifice is into the life of a worshiper. That the things that are being done are not being done for self, are not being done for vainglory, but for the glory and the honor of Christ our Lord. It is being done out of a physical sacrifice, out of an emotional sacrifice, a spirit. I'm telling you, it's pulling on everything you got, but with your whole heart, you're worshiping and you're giving it to God. Amen? Sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So another point here about the lifestyle of a true worshiper is true worship requires obedience. Where to worship, when and what to sacrifice. So when we talk about the lifestyle of a worshiper, we're not talking about a haphazard lifestyle. We're talking about obedience. True worship requires obedience. If we're not obedient to God, to the things that he's commanded us to do, the things that he's set forth in his word for us to do, and the things that he's spoken to us personally, then we cannot identify ourselves as a true worshiper. So as we're looking at this foundation of a lifestyle of worship, we say to ourselves, am I obeying God in everything? And I pray right now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would brood over every person that's listening and tuning in right now. Any area of disobedience, he would make it crystal clear. Hallelujah. Any area of disobedience, any area of personal deception, any area where you thought you were obeying God, but you were out of order, you thought you were pleasing God, but you were out of alignment. I'm praying right now that the Spirit of truth would move in on that and reveal to you the perfect will of Father God. Amen. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And as the Holy Spirit is bringing forth that revelation of truth, then it's our responsibility to line up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Personal obedience. So what kind of things could the Spirit of the Lord be showing us when we're outside of obedience? It could be in relationships. There may be some relationships and situations where you've grieved the Holy Spirit by how you've treated somebody. My God, and the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't know who this is for, but the Spirit of the Lord is showing me, have you ever labored and somebody just came and undid everything that you did. You know, maybe you were, let's just use an example here of, just say you're planting a garden and you're tilling the ground and you come in and you've uprooted all of the weeds. You come in and you have put fertilizer in the soil. You took your hands and got that soil ready. You dug the holes and then you put some new seeds in. Amen. And then you watered it and then you stepped away. And somebody just came along and destroyed it. They cared nothing about all of your work. They cared nothing about all of your labor. They uprooted the seeds. They messed up the garden. You know, maybe they had a reason for it. Maybe they wanted to build something there, or maybe, you know, whatever reason. But the Spirit of the Lord says in our relationships, many of us operate just like that. He says he's done a work in the hearts and minds of people to try to bring them into healing, to try to get them out of self-condemnation. Many people, when they have issues, I want you to know people already know they have issues. They already know that they're struggling with stuff, and they don't need us running behind them, telling them and throwing their issues in their face. Now, you know, maybe the Spirit of the Lord would show somebody where you've offended people by with a self-righteous attitude, and the Spirit of the Lord was doing a work of healing, but you messed it up. Kept moving. You just kept going like it was nothing. You just kept going, and maybe you didn't even realize the damage that was done. And I'm praying right now that the precious Holy Spirit would bring the revelation, and he would open our eyes to see what he sees and how he has to start over in the life of a person. And where does God start? When he starts with love. When he starts over with them, he's just going to begin to minister love. And as we are trying to help the Holy Spirit, as we're trying to help this God who defines himself as love, we just need to pour love on people. Pour love on people. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord has given us revelation and insight into areas of disobedience. Maybe some people are out of position. Maybe the Spirit of the Lord set you in a certain place. Maybe he set you in under certain leadership or in a certain church or a certain city, and you're just out of order. You're just doing what you want to do. You've just wandered off. You've drifted off. You made emotional decisions. You've disconnected from people. I never told you to disconnect from, and the Spirit of the Lord wants to get you back in alignment. The lifestyle of a true worshiper is obedience, and this obedience is outside of your natural understanding. It's beyond your ability to understand, because when you can obey God without your carnal mind understanding, I want you to know that's worship. That's a sacrifice. Abraham, God told Abraham, get thee out from among your people and go to a land that I will show you. Well, at that moment, Abraham had no clue of where he was going, but he was forced to obey God and head out somewhere without intelligent, necessary information to make a journey. It was just necessary. He needed to know that information according to natural standards. It's intellectually, you know, it makes good sense to be able to articulate to somebody where you're going. But he wasn't able to do that. That's worship. When your life doesn't make sense, but you know God is in it, you know God has something to do with it, you know it's because of God, you know it's the hand of God that has you looking clear, you know it's because of God. That's a lifestyle of worship. But even in that, you're obedient. Hallelujah. No matter how you look to people, no matter what it looked like to you, you said, look, I'm going to obey God. And when your flesh gets tired and your mind gets weary and your heart is filled, you say, you know what? I'm going to stay in the will of God. That is worship. Our foundation is worship. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Number one is sacrifice. Number two is obedience. Number three is true worship requires the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost being made manifest in your life. And we're going to talk about this work of the Trinity and how they work together to bring us into the full stature of the fullness of the image of the dear Son Jesus, which that is the working of the Holy Spirit, is to bring us into conformity to Jesus. Praise the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So he gave Jesus so he could have more sons like Jesus. We're on the will of the Father to be conformed in the earth realm into the very image of Jesus. I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, to Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 9. Hallelujah. We're talking about the lifestyle of a worshiper, and I'm so grateful that this is a two-day series, because tomorrow we're going to have to dig in a little bit and talk about love. Amen. I'm telling you, if we can master this love thing, we got it made. The Bible says that God is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen. All right. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. So we see in Genesis chapter 22 that God tested Abraham. So I want you to know that the same God that tested Abraham has tested us as well. Amen. Many of you, you could just feel the testing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God knows that he's trustworthy. God knows where you're going. He knows you're going to get there. So what we have to do in times of testing is trust. Praise God. And trust is an acronym for trust. Trust is total reliance upon spiritual truth. The truth of the matter is I'm totally relying on the fact that the righteous are never forsaken. I'm totally relying on the fact that my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ. I may not can answer one question about where I'm going, but I'm totally relying on all of the facts I have gathered from Genesis to Revelation. I have a foundation for trust, and I trust God. Hallelujah. All right. So Genesis chapter 22. The Bible tells us in chapter 1 that God tested Abraham. Verse 2 says, then God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. All right. Now, I want you to look at that. God said, take your son whom you love. Now, think it not strange that God required a sacrifice of Abraham that was the core of Abraham's love. God says of himself, I am love. So to feel the worship, to find the true worshiper that he was looking for on the earth, and as his eyes were searching, he had to find someone who was willing to give him their love, give him, to pour that love back into him. Amen. So he was looking for that love connection. And Abraham, he said, look, I know you love this son. So he says, take the son whom you love and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. And on one of the mountains I will tell you about. So here he is again telling him to go somewhere and I'll give you more details when you get there. And he said, I will tell you about it. We got to keep communication open with the Lord. Amen. We're always in need of another instruction. Verse 3, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Something I want you to see about this is that Abraham, he was living a lifestyle of worship, but I want you to look at his life of worship, you know, before the sacrifice of, you know, of love. God required of Abraham a sacrifice of love. Give of your love. Give of your love. I just want that to just stay in your spirit. Give of what you love. Wherever your love deposit is in your life, God wants that. Hallelujah. If you deposited your love and your money, come on, he's going to come after that. He told the rich young ruler, look, take all you have and sell it and give it to the poor. Why did he do that? Because the rich young ruler's love deposit was in that money. Hallelujah. And God says, if you're going to connect with me and I am love, you're going to have to give up of what you love. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham shows up to this mountain to obey God, and all he had that we know of to his name. The Bible says he brought a donkey and two servants. My God. You know, it's kind of amazing in life how we set out on this course of true worship, and sometimes it don't look like we have much. The donkey, that's not much. Two servants, that's not a whole lot of people. God would challenge the father of nations at a time in his life when all you see is a donkey and two servants. You know, and the word of God, when it begins to talk about donkeys, donkey is an ugly animal. it's just not a very pretty animal. It's not a very stately animal. And it's not a typical animal that kings ride on. Great fathers You know, it's not a typical animal. But what I want us to see with this donkey is that there are times in our lives of contradiction. There are times in life when you're worshiping God with everything you've got. You've given God of everything you love. Everything you love has been put on the altar. Your time has been sacrificed. Your money has been sacrificed. You put God before family. You put God before yourself, you know, regions you could have lived in. And you said, well, God, I'll do what you want me to do. And you put it all out there for God. And all you had to show for it was two servants and a donkey. It didn't look like you had a lot of people. Didn't look like you were riding good. Didn't look like anything was really going right for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but there are times of contradiction in our life. There are times when it just don't look like what it really is. And I just want to tell y'all today, don't be moved by what you've seen in this time of testing. Don't be discouraged when it looked like you were just riding on a little ugly donkey with two people and other people look like they just had miles of people. They had multitudes. They had all of this support. They had all of these things going on. I just want to encourage you today. Keep that worship going. And God sees your heart. He sees your faithfulness. And you've been passing test after test after test after test. And the truth of the situation that we can see Abraham about to come into, as he is the father of nations, hallelujah, even the father of faith, that truth is coming out in your story. Hallelujah. Just keep obeying God. Keep worshiping God. Keep going where he sends you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Woo, God is so good. Jesus himself was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he rode through the streets of Jerusalem on a donkey. He did that to let us know, look, it's not about what you're riding. It's not about what it looks like. He was the exalted one. It's not about what you have and what you don't have. Hallelujah. And some daughters in Zion, you know, sometimes we can miss the kings on a donkey. You don't, you know, The situations when it looked like a person doesn't have anything, but they're rich in God, and God has found them and classified them as a true worshiper. Hallelujah. Don't be moved by what you see. My God.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's move on. So let me go up to verse 5. It says, he said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Verse 6, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. My God. Now, hallelujah. And the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here. Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. Hallelujah. And when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Now, what I want you to begin to see here, as I've read the word of God to you, the wood, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, but the wood represents, and I want you to get this, this is another acronym, this is just the way I teach and the way the Lord deals with me, a representation of wood all throughout the word of God it represents the will of God, and a lot of times it represents a distasteful will of God. It represents a will of God that ain't pretty, a will of God that is not what we really want. Amen. So I want you to see that about wood, and here's an acronym for wood. It is will of ordained deity. Amen. Will of ordained deity. Who is the ordained deity? Of course, it's God. It's God's will. It's just saying that he's God. It's nothing I can do about it, and may his will be done in every situation, in every circumstance, regardless of how I feel about it. I may not like it. I want you to notice how when Abraham was going up for the sacrifice, how he wood on Isaac, and it was as if he was saying, whatever your will is, God, I love this boy, but I'm releasing him to your will. If you want him, you can have him, but I'm releasing him to your will. He put the wood on Isaac. I want you to see, he carried the fire pot, and he carried the knife. Hallelujah, but he put the wood on Isaac. Woo, maybe there's something in your life that you love. Maybe God's requiring it. Hallelujah. Maybe there's an area that's hard for you to sacrifice. Maybe there's an area of disobedience that it's hard for you to line up in that area. Amen. We're going to put wood on it. We're going to say, God, whatever your will is, hallelujah, it doesn't have to line up with my will. I just have to submit to your will. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's talk about the knife, the wood, and the fire really quick here. The knife represents Jesus or the Word of God. The wood represents God himself. You know, God is the, and the fire represents the Holy Spirit. So we're seeing now the Trinity at work here. We're seeing Jesus, we're seeing God, and we're seeing the Holy Spirit. God, in the Word of God, God is always the originator of the plan. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says that God, he stepped out on nothing, and he said, let there be light. Then he said, when he got ready to make man, he said, let us make man. He drew Jesus and the Holy Spirit into it, said, let us make man. But whose idea was it? God. He's the originator of the will. He's the originator of the purpose, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit help him fulfill the assignment. It's order, it's protocol, it's unity, it's oneness, it's harmony. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the three, are one. And we found Jesus, when it was time for him to even go to that wooden cross of Calvary, he submitted to the wood. He said, not my will, but Lord, your will be done. That cross is not pretty. What I'm facing on that wooden cross of Calvary is not pretty. It's not what I want, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Bless the name of the Lord. Whew, the knife. The purpose is to impose discomfort on the flesh until it is dead. Jesus is often symbolized as the sword or as having the sword to cut. In Revelation chapter 19, these are just some reference scriptures. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. Also Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 says Jesus brings the sword. But many places in the Word of God, it refers to Jesus and the sword or Jesus as the sword. Let's read Revelations 19, 11 through 16. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Word? Praise the Lord. Our foundation is the Word of God. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sword. All right, verse 11 in Revelation chapter 19, it says this. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nation. Hallelujah. So we see that he is the Word of God, but out of his mouth comes what? The sword. Jesus is that sword. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is that knife. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So Jesus is the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, Jesus is the Word made flesh. Hallelujah. All right. So we understand, you're seeing now the correlation between Jesus and the Word of God. They are one. And Jesus and the Word are one, and they're both symbolized as swords. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and this is one of my personal favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. Foundation of worship, the lifestyle of a worshiper. And what is that lifestyle? It's sacrifice, it's obedience, it's surrender. Hallelujah. We're turning now to Hebrews. I want you to see this in the Word of God, chapter 4, verse 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And I trust that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon every heart and every mind to give us revelation concerning any areas of disobedience, concerning any areas where we have not surrendered to the word of his will being done in us, Hebrews 4 and 12. Hallelujah. All right. It says this. God. It says, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's Jesus. Amen. That is what Jesus is doing in the earth right now. And he's doing it through the Word, and he's doing it with the Word, and he and the Word are one. Woo! hallelujah. And he made himself one with the word while he was in the earth. He fulfilled everything the word said about him. He lined up completely with the word of God in everything. Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, so let's talk about the wood. And this is, the wood mandates that this uncompromised will of God must be done, and why. The wood brings, verifies, expresses, and establishes the sovereign order of God. Hallelujah. The sovereign order of God. The word says, I'm going to lay the foundation, bear witness that this is the order and ordained will of God, and I'm going to stick around to ensure that it is carried out. Woo! Bless the name of Jesus. And then so all throughout the word of God, when you saw the will of God come, you saw the wood. You saw Jesus being born, being placed in a little manger. Amen. And then you saw the closure of his life on a rugged cross. Praise the name of the Lord. Just bearing witness of the will of God. And you saw Noah begin a whole new nation and a new world, hallelujah, with an ark. Praise the Lord. And we know that that was the will of God, that the world would be destroyed. Because why? We saw God give the plan to Noah in the word of God. You can read about it. God goes to Noah and say, look, I've made a decision. The world is too wicked. I'm going to start over. You have favor with me. I like you. I'm going to start over with you. You and your get in this ark. Hallelujah. Build the ark. He told him what to make it out of. That was the will of God. Noah was building something in alignment with God's will. Because God said it, because God wanted it, was totally disconnected from any plans or ideas he had. It was all God. How many of you can say of your life, this is all God. This was not my idea. This was not my intention. This was not my thinking. God came to me talking about this. I'm doing this because of the will of God. Hallelujah. This is the foundation. This is the firm foundation. And God says, as you have built on this firm foundation, you will stand. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. You will stand. I will confirm my word in you with signs following. Thank you, Lord God. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so examples of wood expressing and carrying out the will of God. I just gave you one. In Genesis 6, the 6th chapter, verse 7, 14, and 16, the ark, Abraham and Isaac, we just read it. Genesis chapter 22, Jesus in the manger, Luke chapter 2, verse 16. Jesus on the boat with the disciples, Luke 8, verse 22. Hallelujah. Jesus on the cross, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. And Luke 23 and 26. Hallelujah. And then finally, in the book of Revelations, Revelations chapter 22, verse 2 through 5, the tree of life. Amen. It bears witness as well. Not going to get into that too much. I want to begin to talk about the fire. As we talk about a firm foundation and we're talking about a lifestyle of worship, it is imperative that we are filled with the Spirit. The fire represents the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the agent of consumption within the Trinity. The fire consumes the dead sacrifices. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. We must be consumed. Consumed with the fullness of who God is. Consumed with his Spirit. Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. How many of you can say, Lord, consume me all over again? I don't care what you feel like in the past. You've been consumed. You got a little fire. You think you know God. No. Say, God, fill me up. Lord, consume me. Holy Spirit, burn me. Hallelujah. Fire of God, consume me. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Hallelujah. The tongues of fire, that the Spirit of the Lord would come and rest on each of us. Each person listening into this broadcast right now, that the fire of the Holy Spirit would rest upon you. The fire of the Holy Spirit, those tongues of fire would consume your tongue and fill you with fire, that the perfect will of Father God would be made manifest in you. Now, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. The foundation is you must be filled with the Spirit. You must have the Holy Spirit who knows and searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For the Word of God says that we don't even know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit makes groaning and utterance. Fill us to overflowing on fire of God. Consume us, O Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fire. Three functions of fire, and I just want to, I'm going to close with this. The first function of fire is breath.
Hallelujah.
The first function of fire is prayer. The Spirit of the Lord, the reason he consumes the tongue and the reason he deals with the tongue and the mouth is because the tongue is the steering wheel for your life. And he says, if we're going to get the will of God out of you, I'm going to have to take the driver's seat here. So he wants to take up residence in your prayer life. He wants to take up residence in your mouth. He wants, when you open your mouth, you to speak forth the truth of his will. He needs you speaking forth the truth of his word. He's taking control of your tongue in this season. Fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And right now we just say, Lord, take control. Lord, we give you the reins of our mouth. Holy Ghost, fire. Fill our mouth, Lord God, that when we open it, we will release of your will. We will release of your word, that your will may be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fire of God consume every person on this earth. Every prayer life, Lord God, may it be on fire. The more, more a spirit of intercession in the mighty name of Jesus. And there's an impartation going out even now. A spirit of consecration. If there was ever a time to push the plate away, if there was ever a time to get on your face and stay there, it's now.
Hallelujah.
Fill us, oh God. Burn us, oh God. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. You see fire sometimes. You know, you out there in the wood and you done built a fire and the wind gets to blowing, and before you know it, there's barely any fire left. That fire's so little. That fire, one more wind blowing, it's gone. We need a fresh fire. Hallelujah, the fire that burns and burns up everything. In the mighty name of Kindle our fire, oh God. We don't want a little bit of fire. We don't want a little insignificant. We need a fire for the nations, God. We need this fire to burn the world, God. We need an international fire. Oh, Jesus. Burn, Lord God. Consume, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything, Lord God. Burn everything. Thank you for your fire, Most High God. The fire of God is coming to your prayer life. In a greater measure. Hallelujah, to consume you, to consume your mouth. Hallelujah, that the words that you speak, that your mouth, just as Jesus became one with God in the will of the word, and the will of God expressed through the word in the earth, you become one with Jesus through the words of your mouth. That the words of your mouth will reflect him. The words of your mouth will reflect the will of God. Hallelujah, would be spoken forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring forth the perfect will of God into the earth realm. Hallelujah, the power for prayer. Hallelujah. And then the second thing that the fire is doing in us, the first thing is prayer, but the second thing is power. The word of God says that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There's a whole other level of power that is needed. It's needed for the harvest. And the Spirit of the Lord needs to consume you to bring forth his mandate over your life. There's a mantle. There is a word of God that has been spoken over you. And he's about to consume you and birth it out. Bring it to pass. It's a finishing fire, said the Holy Ghost. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the coming of God. I'm about to finish it, said the in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
This fire is burning away any bitterness you developed on your journey in the wilderness. For some of you, this journey has been a little too much. For some of you, the confusion of it, the feeling of abandonment, the sense that he was not providing like he said, shut up, I'm burning up all the walls of God. Any discontentment from your journey, any confusion from your journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord just showed me something. He said, when a baby is born,
Jesus is the ninth wonder. I'm not interested in it. Everything that gave you life before now, everything that you know before now, in the natural, said the Spirit of the Lord, I'm cutting the cords and it's really on you. Hey, shut up, yeah, come on. I shall sustain you. I'm the Lord. And that which is being done in your life, I shall get the glory. The cords to your natural life are cut. And it's the glory time, said the Spirit of the Lord. It's the glory time. Hallelujah, the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. I'm cutting the cord, said the Spirit of the Lord. Under the eye, Jesus said, people think I came to bring unity. I came to bring a sword. I'm here to cut something. Under the eye, come on, Sunday. I'm cutting. Cut, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire, we love you. Shriya, Lydia, Rikabasa, burn, burn, Shriya, Ran, Shriya. Hallelujah. Those things that sustained you in the natural is what's getting cut. Hallelujah. I see that umbilical cord of that baby where that nourishment literally flowed through that cord. And the sustenance. That was a season, God says, if I would have cut that cord, you would have died, but now you're going to live because I birthed you out.
Glory to God.
Oh, you're going to be just fine, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I can cut the cord now. I've matured you now. You've been processed now. Oh, now you know I am your real source. But Father, every cord that's being cut in the natural, we worship you.
Yes, God.
We refuse to fret. We refuse to worry. We trust you, oh God. May the perfect will be done, oh God. Hallelujah. So the first purpose of the fire is prayer. And the second thing is there's a whole other level of power that's coming upon you. But the third thing is what? This has to do with promotion. We are in a time of promotion. And I want everybody listening to this broadcast to prepare to go up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what your career is, I'm declaring it over you. You're going up. Doors of opportunity open for you. Come on. This is a release. This is an apostolic prophetic declaration that's going forth right now. In your career, in the area of your divine destiny, according to the perfect will of God, may you excel and move into the position that God has for you. In your family, I rebuke any disrespect. I rebuke any disorder in the family line. How many of you know that God chooses, hallelujah, the order in the family line? He has a chosen one. He has one. The others are supposed to be following. The others are supposed to be getting counsel. The others are supposed to be helping. I call order in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That those that are supposed to help you will line up and help you. Those who are supposed to honor you will line up and honor you. I'm calling into the season of dishonor and disorder. No more disorder, no more dishonor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Promotion, you're coming up. You're coming up. Hallelujah. Up, 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 up. I'm speaking concerning living arrangements right now. Father, those in need of a miracle concerning their living arrangements, Lord God, I command doors to open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Multiple doors open. And your word says that they seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, these things will be added unto them. And I declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus that it come to them. You cause their phone to ring. You send it in an email. You send it up. Lord God, it finds them. The blessing of the Lord overtakes them and makes them rich and ask. No, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare great power concerning your living arrangements right now. You shall not lose anything anymore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall have your own in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just has me now beginning to just intercede concerning some things, your relationships right now in Jesus. Because there are some things that are out of order. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're talking about a foundation, and we're talking about going out of one year into another year. We need to get this order together, hallelujah, concerning these things that are foundational. It's time for these things to line up and to come into divine order. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord is releasing a series of miracles to just shift that right now. In the name of your relationship. Hallelujah. Many of you are dealing with a relationship where, hallelujah, there's not the spiritual respect that there should be. In the name of Jesus Christ, cut the cord that binds. And we declare, double honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, we're calling for the order now concerning your foundation. Jesus. And then where there is lack, hallelujah. Somebody's foundation need repair. You say, you know what? I'm building something, but it's a lot of stuff at the bottom that's out of order. I've just been obedient. Because a real move of God in your life, it'll break your life apart. It'll break you into pieces, and he will have to give you double to restore you. I declare, go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you surrender to the breaking. May it manifest in their finances, Father. Supernatural money miracles, Father. That others shall use their influence to help them, Father God. The blessing of the Lord and make it rich in Jesus' mighty name. Healing in your body. Healing, says the Spirit of the Lord. In your nervous system. And in your blood, saith the Lord. There's a spirit of repair. Hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's being released. Just begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And just begin to receive. And repair to your foundation, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I sent my word and I healed your disease. Ha. Any tumors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ be healed. Any stress headaches be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus. Heart palpitations. Ha. Diabetes. Wisdom to sustain your healing. I'm fixing your foundation. That's so cool. All you need to fix the foundation is wood, knife, and fire. I'm perfecting that which concerns you, said the Spirit of the Lord. I've not forgotten about you. I'm speaking to your debt. There is a supernatural reason for this debt to move in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wind is blowing. I can deal with this debt in your life. You shall not be hindered by anything, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You shall not be hindered by anything, saith God. I am with you to prosper you, saith the Lord. I am your source, saith God. I am your portion, saith the Lord. And I have invested myself in you, and I shall get a return on my seed that I have sown on my harvest.
Hallelujah.
You shall be a blessing, saith the Lord. Call an end to the season of disorder. Call an end to the season of reproach.
God.
Well, Bolster, calling in to the suffering right now in the mind of any of you have been suffering in God. You've been so uncomfortable in God. But in your faithfulness, you wouldn't open your mouth against God, but you didn't understand. So it didn't seem fair because you love Him more than most. But God said, I see you and I have found the true worshiper. Double, set the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. God said, for your silent suffering. Many of you have been suffering in silence. You weren't telling people what you were going through.
Yes, God. Thank you.
You may have had one or two intercessors and that was it, but God said, you suffered in silence. I'm going to bless you openly, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And there's a series of events that's taking place even right now. It's already begun, even as we started praying. And we've started declaring things. The Spirit of the Lord is already moving. And many of you are going to see things open up and give God the glory. As these doors begin to open, don't miss it. You get to connect with Evangelist Bernard. Give her your testimony. These doors begin to open. Hallelujah. When your living arrangement, God shifts it by mighty favor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want you to just process the love of God with every open door. Process the love of God, the love of God with every confirmation of healing. Know that He loves you. Hallelujah. Many people are going to recommit. Recommitment is coming. There is a restoration anointing on your foundation that's taking place on this broadcast right now. I'm restoring your foundation. I built something and then it seemed like it kind of got tore up and seemed like the foundation came from under you. But God says you're going to see the restoration of your foundation in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord is saying to you, Evangelist Benoit, that I gave you because I had in my heart to repair your foundation. It's you, daughter. I'm mindful of you. Blessing, I will bless thee, saith the Lord. And I will make you a blessing, and you're not forgotten, saith the Lord. Be strong. In the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. There's a double grace coming up this next year. It's going to be easier. It's going to be easier. He's putting some things in place. And some people, I want you to watch for people begin to show you how to do it easier. People are going to just rise up, and they're going to come up, and these creative ideas and winning inventions of how to do things, and it's going to make you're going to see that His yoke is easy and His burden is light concerning this network. Hallelujah. And the great favor upon it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, I bless you for the word today, God. Thank you for your peace right now, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. Thank you for this woman of God. You know, as I was on the line, I got a call from my mother saying that they had my grandson in the police car. So while you were ministering, I just kept the phone on speaker, and I had to drive about a mile and a half downtown where my grandmother lived, and they have him. Somebody was shooting at him, jump out a car and just start shooting.
Jesus.
I get down there, he grinning. This is serious. This is serious. He outran him. Okay? And I'm saying, Lord, what is going on? I just felt the strangeness today. I couldn't put my hand on it. No sooner as I got on the call right after Pastor Miracle began to teach, my mother called and I clicked over on the phone and she said, he had your grandson down there. So I went down there. They were still casing the scene. Now, he could have been dead. Three young men jumped out of car and just start shooting. And
Jesus,
he ran.
My Lord.
So, covered by the blood.
My God.
Jesus. I just told him, we're going to see my son on Friday. And I said, Monday, you'll be on the plane back to California.
just told him that.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
My God.
God already sent a warning. He covered by the blood. Ain't nothing but the prayers of the righteous.
That's what it is.
Ain't no way you can outrun a gun, especially when somebody surprise you and jump out a car. And
Lord,
you are by yourself.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
God, I bless you today.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes you don't know what God is doing when he tells you to push back the plate. You don't know what God is doing when you begin to pray. It was on Mother Charity line this morning. Amen. I just had a strange feeling today.
My Lord.
Be strange. You can't put your hand on what's going on, and then boom.
Strengthen her and keep her heart encouraged. Glory to God. Amen. And she certainly did preach out of the depth of her soul today. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And you know, if anyone haven't got their life together, hallelujah, you can still do it right now before 2015 come in here. The Lord has brought you all the way, 365 days. Amen, hallelujah. And he have helped you, hallelujah. God have blessed you. And that's what we ought to think about. Because you know what the Bible said? God is angry at the wicked every day. Hallelujah. But look how merciful that God is. Hallelujah. And you know what? I would let another day and another year go by. Hallelujah. Without me giving God some glory and some praise. Hallelujah. For he is worthy of every single praise, my God. Amen. And if you don't know God, you need to get yourself together so that you can know him. And he will bless your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Don't leave out of this particular year without you knowing God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And showing some appreciation, oh God, for God's goodness unto you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we shall be praying for you, hallelujah, that God will continue to keep you under his precious blood in the name of Jesus. And we thank him for all of his goodness and his love and kindness that he has shown unto the children of men, oh God, today. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to our great God. And Lord, we love you, and we are so grateful unto the Lord for sustaining the hand of the enemy, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God go with you, God be with you, and you all have a happy and a blessed and prosperous new year by God's grace. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And amen. Thank God for your mother. God bless you, amen. Pastor Gloria, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
God, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
God.
God, we magnify your great name.
Thank
you. Yes, 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 Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy of every single praise, oh God, today. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Almighty, what a mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen, amen, Dawn. Oh, you know, my sister Dawn.
Thank
you. I don't know if she's able to say anything. Look like Sister T and Evangelist T and Pastor Gloria might have dropped off.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm having some trouble with this switchboard today, so you all just bear with me.
Yes, amen.
Ah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to go back to Pastor Miracle. Amen. And let her close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. She'll be
thank
back
you,
on tomorrow. Amen.
Thank you,
just
Lord.
Continue this teaching in the name of Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. And Evangelist, I'm excited about the protection of God over your grandson.
Right.
And it's just good to be covered in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
for your faithfulness, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for your goodness and your grace, Lord God.
Glory,
thank you,
glory. Glory.
For being so good to us. Thank you for your word that went forth today. And it falls on good ground and it produces an abundant harvest of fruit.
Yes.
And change and breakthrough in the life of your people. We declare that every need is met, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtues that flow for your people, Lord God, and your supernatural
Jesus.
And you open doors that no man can shut, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, I bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's all the
best.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell you one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine.
He's mine. I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
I did.
It doesn't
matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you are going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Amen. That's all we can say is just God is so good to us.
Oh, God, I bless you.
All
thank
the
you,
time
you.
He's good to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even in our weak moments, the Lord is still good to us.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
You all so you tomorrow. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too now.
All righty.